We're back in the game. John Kurtz, Tyler Dreiling, Mitch Fortner with you here. Jerry Palm joining us at 5:10, CBS Sports bracketologist. K-State in with a win against Texas Tech on Saturday after beating TCU last night. Man, early morning for some of our news crew here today. The fire in Aggieville, something that's captured the attention of everybody around here. You can check out at newsradiokman.com. A ton of coverage of the fire at the Dusty Bookshelf in Aggieville, which I drove down there a couple of hours ago, and they have, one, done a nice job getting everything cleaned up. Like, I was expecting more of a mess around there. Everything's pretty fully functional, but you can also see inside. I mean, that thing's done, and I'm reading in this lovely story here by our news crew that total loss for the Dusty Bookshelf there. Makes me sad. That's an obvious statement here, but I like the fact that it was just kind of a mom-and-pop local place.
Yeah, any local business. Yeah.
It just doesn't seem like, you know, there's less and less of that seemingly in the Aggieville area, and it's the type of stuff that gives it character, gives the area some character. I admittedly have not spent very much time in the Dusty Bookshelf. I'm not a reader, but I just like the idea of that place being there.
I know it's very popular with my grandparents on my mom's side. I know my grandma takes regular visits or used to take regular visits in there. You know, it's not just the local businesses that have been slowly dying out, but bookstores in particular.
Well, right. I mean, businesses that are not bars.
Well, we are talking about books becoming more and more obsolete with, you know, the Kindle and being able to read everything on a tablet. And so I think that that's what gave the place a lot of character, and it had kind of that grungy look to it, which I say that in a 100% positive way. Really liked the awning that they had out front. They have the cat, which lo and behold is safe. We are very happy about Oliver the cat.
I have seen the cat. Yeah.
The cat is one of the mascots of Aggieville, I would say. And just really sad. But I hope that, number one, they're able to figure out exactly what the cause was and get some closure there. And number two, that it didn't cause too much damage to the businesses around it. But yeah, crazy way to wake up this morning, seeing that situation unfolding.
Yeah, right. It seems like Varsity okay, maybe a little smoke damage.
Yeah.
But that's obviously good news that that's
all
gonna
the
be
students.
Okay.
All the students want to know if the truck is okay. That's what they care about, is the Varsity truck.
Well, Fran Fraschilla will be happy to know about all this. He tweets from Varsity Donuts about every time he's in Manhattan to do a game. But yeah, again, you can see videos, too, on the K-Man Facebook page. That was another part of this, the Facebook living that was going on there. This is really the, you hate it to be a negative thing, but a perfect type of event to have Facebook Live for, which maybe this is a good jumping off point here for me to open up the discussion of how do we start using Facebook Live for the game. So we need to do that.
We need to set things on fire?
No, we don't need to set things on fire. We need to use Facebook Live
okay.
to our advantage on the show here.
Mitch?
Brady's killing us. He does it really well on the news side, and he's used it multiple times there.
I heard Brady doing, and he did color for a Manhattan High game recently.
Mm-hmm.
It's really weird to hear his voice without the NFL Films music underneath him.
Without him doing a church buddy ad, yeah.
Well, he was the one in charge of doing all the Facebook Live down there on the scene. That was all him this morning.
Oh, I know.
Kathy Dottis called him in at about 5 a.m. and said, or 5:30 a.m. and said, "Hey, we need you down there. Can you get out of the bed?" And he's like, "Yeah." So he went down there.
you were there to see what his reaction was?
Oh, no, she told me. Oh,
okay.
she said he wasn't very happy to get up out of bed, but he went down there and covered it. Man, you want to give him an award for Cover 5, give him an award for covering this fire. He did a good job.
I'll give him a Facebook Live award if that's a thing. He's killing it there.
We need to follow
in his footsteps. Mitch, if you could just every day fire up Facebook Live on your phone and just hold it up against the glass here, you'll catch the sound as long as you have the volume up on your side of the studio, and then everybody could just look at us. And then maybe if you disagree with something we say or something stupid happens, you can turn it back around to yourself and make a face or make fun of us, say something into it, whatever you want.
Call it the Jabroni Cam.
Yes.
You could sell it, too.
Yes.
You could sell it. It could be the I'm going to use, so I don't get in trouble, I'll use a business that isn't even in Manhattan. It'll be the Quiznos Jabroni Cam. You know, you can sell it out or something like that.
I think
that our Facebook Live debut should be you shooting from a recliner
Yes, that is correct.
At a basketball goal.
Get me a recliner and a basketball goal. I will do it.
That's what
I will
need
do
to
it.
Do.
Whatever, I don't know, businesses out there that could make that happen. I don't know how we bring two people together for that. Make it happen. I will do it. And I guarantee you, I will make one of those within three shots. That's what they get at halftime of the games. It's three shots. But that is a good Facebook Live idea, yes. I don't think you do it,
by the way.
I don't think you're really...
I don't think so either. I'm going to make this happen. I'm going to find a recliner somewhere, and we're going to drag it out to, like, City Park where those courts are, or we can go to the rec. I don't care. Go to your old stomping grounds if you want a home court advantage, John, and we'll make it happen.
Maybe this weekend...
Should be good weather, right?
Maybe this weekend we could make each other do the combine drills because we do have the NFL combine going on right now. A little vertical.
So ranks in 40s.
40-yard dash, the bench press.
What is it, the three-cone drill or something like that?
Three-cone drill. Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Broad jump.
We're going to have three pulled hamstrings at the end of that thing.
Maybe more than
six.
That.
It could be six.
I think three pulled hamstrings would be considered a win with all of us as far as that is concerned. We got a ticket giveaway here. Mitch, would you like to tee this up for everybody?
NAIA Wrestling Championships, the national championships, it's a two-day event. Coach Robert Gonzalez, Manhattan High, is a big part of this event every year, and it's going to be in Topeka. So he's hooked us up with some tickets to give away. Yes, the Expo Center in Topeka. We have four sets, both the day and evening sets on Friday. So you can go Friday morning and also Friday afternoon. And we got four sets of those tickets to give away right now.
To caller three?
Let's go three.
537-1350, 866-776-1350. Caller three, you're going to the NAIA Wrestling Championships at the Expo Center in Topeka. When we come back, I may have already blown this a little bit, but I hope none of you waste your time with this over the weekend. You're listening to The Game.